My name is Angeli Wright. I have a bachelor's in journalism from Michigan State University. Go Green.
We're talking about an image or a photograph you took this year that's special to you. And the photograph that you've selected is children at a summer camp. Tell me about how that came to be and why you took that photograph.
I went out to the summer camp because we were doing a photo package just on kids at summer camp and what happens in the summer here in the mountains. I had spent all day with sort of this group of girls who were on this scavenger hunt and following them all around. And I was actually on my way to leave, and I was walking back to my car, and I was like, okay, I'm hot and I'm tired, I'm done. I almost stepped on a snake. Like, I'm gonna go back to the office and get some coffee. And then I saw this other camp group that was doing archery, and I was like, okay, well, archery is sort of the quintessential summer camp. What you do is you swim in the lake and you do archery. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just stop by for a little bit. And so I was, taking photos of kids shooting arrows, and you can only really stand in one place with archery because otherwise you might die. and so I'm like standing there and everything's okay. And then the camp counselor put this dollar bill on the archery target. And there was this one boy who was determined he was going to hit that dollar bill. And the counselor was joking, like, if you hit it, you get to keep it, because, a dollar is big money. and so he pulls the arrow back and he shoots it, and he thinks that he hit it. And he just throws his hands up in the air, and all the kids around him just like stop and look, and they're like, whoa, like, we can't believe that just happened. And I took the photo and did the please be in focus, please be in focus, please be in focus. And I just love the layers of it and all the reaction, and it's just sort of perfect kind of summer camp and slice of life and kind of just the joy of being a kid and getting to experience all these new things.
The exuberance of the kid is clear.
Yeah.
And then there are all these other kids that are in the frame that are looking on. It is a great photograph.
Thank you.
July 7th of 2015.
Yes.
Steve Mann, Black Box Photography.
You have been a professional photographer for more than 30 years. Tell us about the photograph you provided.
That's an image of Richard Page. He's a manager of a bar I co-own, the Double Crown. And I just looked at the date last night. It was February 9th this year. He was in a very serious motorcycle accident outside Spartanburg about 3 weeks before that. And he had spent about 2 weeks of that in the neurological ICU. And it just shattered his leg and his ribs. I mean, he was just very lucky to be alive. And my partner, Chris Bauer, and I went down to see him in the hospital. And he was just doped to the gills on morphine and whatever else they could put into him, but he was at that point alert because we weren't sure what to expect when we saw him, but he knew who we were. And he had these you can see these gloves, they're martial arts gloves his dad had put on him because he kept ripping out his IV. And he would wake up very disoriented and try to rip everything out, all the tubes out. And he really needed all that at the time. And you can still see he's got black eyes there. And he just put him up like a boxer, and I pulled my iPhone out and took a shot. And it's just something about the spirit of him having to fight back from where he was, which is it's still ongoing. I mean, it's several months later, he's back to work, but if you looked at the X-ray of his leg, you'd get queasy. It's just amazing what he had to go through, and we really saw the dedication he had to us. He was asking us to ask our ABC enforcement officer, who I guess I shouldn't name on the air, but he said, "You need to ask him. They're giving me this painkiller at night, and I noticed it had a little bit of alcohol in it as a preservative. And I told the nurse I can't have that after 2 a.m. It's illegal." And this guy is just like, he barely knows his name at this point, but he's thinking about that. I mean, that's just how deep he's involved, with with his job. And he was, every day we'd talk to him. He's like, "Yeah, I think I can be back by Thursday. I should be able to be back at work." And it was obviously going to be months, before he got on his feet. But that's all he was thinking about. It was just really touching to see that.
It's your own Raging Bull photograph, in a sense. The boxer movie. that Robert De Niro stars in. You mentioned that you took that photograph with your telephone. You use very expensive cameras in your professional work, but in this case, this is a very powerful photograph. It was taken with a telephone. What does that tell us?
It's gotten a lot easier. Everyone's a photographer, David. Someone asked me that question a while ago. I was at an exhibit, and there was someone from a camera club, I think. It's like, well, why were you using your phone? You know, it's like, we're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be learning about photography. And, you know, my answer was basically, you know, it's a tool. It still has my DNA in it, my photographic DNA. It's no matter what I pick up, it's going to be me behind the camera. You know, it's just a very powerful tool. It's always there. You know, the camera that I use commercially is not only expensive, it's very heavy. And I just don't carry it around when I'm not working. So I always have the phone with me, and the quality's good enough for what I want to do. And, you know, you wouldn't know I had a family if I didn't have my phone. You know, there's no evidence except for that. So, yeah, I love it.
Steve Mann, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Cora Mannheimer, and I'm a photographer, among other things. I work for an interactive TV company out of my house, but I also am an adjunct professor at UNCA. Most recently taught documentary photography in the MLAS department this past semester.
How did you get into photography?
I did drawing and painting and kind of the traditional arts starting in high school, and I attended North Carolina School of the Arts for my junior year in high school. And when I was a freshman in college, I majored in photography at School of Visual Arts for 1 year before transferring to Cooper Union. But that year was really foundational for me getting into photography.
Tell me about the photograph you submitted. It's of three, what I'll call, cowboys.
Yes, they are junior cowboys, I will call them. I did a portrait series for the Citizen Times. They do a monthly Friday portraits for the paper, and they asked me to do one, and I decided to do it on the rodeo up in Marshall. And these folks doing the rodeo are pretty much all young people, and this was one of the youngest kids doing, I believe, junior bulls. And his name is Trey Mills, and he's there with his brother and another friend of his. And the photograph is the three of them sort of lined up on a fence. They're getting ready, and there's all this ritual to get ready for a rodeo. You have to, I don't know, chalk your ropes and various other things that I'm not totally familiar with. But they had posed for this portrait, and I was really interested in all of their belt buckles. The belt buckles are obviously the point of pride for rodeo riders, and the bigger rodeos, they are awarded. You know, you ride some big bad bull, and you get this belt buckle that says Bodacious, or it says whatever, you know, sometimes the name of the bull, but you can also just buy yourself a belt buckle. So I thought that was really kind of charming with all the shiny belt buckles.
What I was drawn to, the belt buckles, but also their hats.
Yeah, I mean, they are like characters out of a history book when it comes to these things, which, you know, one could argue rodeo is old-fashioned thing. I mean, it doesn't have a certain kind of popularity. It's very small, and yet somehow it persists as this kind of a piece of Americana.
What's special about the photograph to you, though?
Oh, I love all their body language and how they are. One's looking at the camera, one is looking a little bit away. Another guy, he's grown up, he's tall enough that his head's out of the picture. But here they are, and they look like miniature versions of the Marlboro Man, and they are like full of confidence, and they just are at ease with themselves and their environment.
You also submitted a second photograph that was taken well outside of Western North Carolina. Tell me about that photograph.
I try and go sort of on a wandering car trip every year for about a month. And this past year I went out west. I had not spent any time really in kind of Arizona, New Mexico area. So I drove out there, and the photograph was taken in a cemetery, a Catholic cemetery, about half an hour south of Phoenix, which was not an intended destination of mine. I didn't know it existed at all. What I do is I research kind of some events or things that are happening in the areas that I'm going to. I'll look for county fairs. I will look for rodeos. I will look for all this kind of Americana that is a lot of the topics that I like to take photographs of. So I had gone out for a county fair out about an hour south of Phoenix, way in the desert, and that was pretty interesting. I took a ton of pictures. I didn't like a single one. And as I was driving home, the sun was going down. There was this golden sunset, and I saw this cemetery. So I stopped, and it was particularly interesting to me because a lot of Native Americans, obviously, out west, and many of the graves had lots of decorations and certain things. And this is a photograph of kind of the detritus of plastic flowers that have completely faded, a beer can, and this type of thing that there's a lot to look at, a lot of little details to get interested in. And then also the viewer can kind of think about people coming to visit graves, people leaving gifts for their loved ones who've passed away, and kind of what that means and what a ritual is in that sense.
It really is about ritual. Isn't that what it's about?
Yeah. I mean, why would you visit the grave, and why would you leave flowers? You know, even if you are somebody who believes in the afterlife or this kind of thing, either way, you know, if you believed in the afterlife, well, clearly your loved one is in a better place. Why do they need you to bring them flowers? So I assume it's something where people, they want a moment of reflection, or they want to remember this person. And so they bring these objects to a cemetery, and maybe they drink a beer and raise one for their friends or loved ones. And I don't know, I just thought it was also just an incredibly lovely sort of pile of plastic garbage from China that had meant a lot to someone. And kind of that importance that we imbue in objects that then become essentially trash.
Cora Mannheimer, thank you very much.
Thank you.
My name is Maddie Jones. I first got interested in photojournalism when I was in college at Syracuse University. I went into college studying international relations, and photography had always been a hobby of mine through my dad. He taught me how to use film. But it was in college when I started studying all kinds of social issues, you know, issues regarding to minorities and women's rights, poverty, racism, that I thought, oh, I could really use photography as a medium to explore these topics. So that's when I really got into it.
Tell us about the photograph you submitted.
Okay. I took that photograph in Waynesville at Walker Service. It's a car service place that's been around, I think, since 1928, and it's been through four generations. I shot that a few weeks ago for an assignment about their service there.
It's an interesting photograph because it's a very busy, intimate shot. What is it about that shot that fascinates you?
I really like, I mean, the light draws me to it right away, and it was just such a spontaneous moment. You know, I had been there for maybe like 30 minutes, kind of wandering around, photographing, and I turned around and, you know, there was the owner standing there on the phone, and I just snapped the picture really quick. So I liked it because it was a true, like, natural moment. You know, the guy had hardly paid any attention to me, which is what I like as a photojournalist. You know, don't look at me. Yeah, I liked how random it was, and I was able to capture that. I think it captures the character of Waynesville and of their car service there.
And he let you in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was okay with me being there and being photographed and was comfortable with that. So that's a big part of it.
Maddie Jones, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.